So for our last presentation of the day, the one who's standing in between now and the reception, I am presenting to you Jason Boulet, a household name in the area of management side, employment law, and his list of awards speaks for itself. He has been repeatedly recognized as a Texas super lawyer and one of the best lawyers in America. He's a frequent speaker and received the W. Paige Keaton Award for Excellence in Continuing Legal Education. And when he is not doing that, he is kicking butt in court and also in his office trying to help everybody comply with the overlap now between being a management, being on the management side, trying to defend yourself when it comes to various issues involving technology, privacy, and security. So knowing how to build a modern day terms of service is essential in this space. And so he's going to talk with you about some strategies that help to conquer some of the claims of infringement or any other claims that might arise. And I'm glad to introduce him, but I also have a housekeeping matter. I've gotten in trouble for not enforcing the rule that we strongly encourage, please, the people who are asking questions, we put mics in the aisles so that people online can hear them. I just haven't been strong enough to interrupt anybody, but now I've been told I can slap your hand with a ruler. No kidding. I'm ending my term as the presiding officer. Thank you all for your attention. Please welcome Jason Boulet.
Thank you. So as they say, it is great to be here. It is actually really good to be here. From what I understand, we got about 50% in the room, about 50% online, and that trend persists. For anybody who's keeping track, I show up at a lot of these things. And I want you to keep that in mind the next time you see a headline that says, people are tired of working from home. You need to look carefully at who wrote that article, who paid for that article, and who their target audience is. Be very mindful of the fact that there's a battle going on for hearts and minds about whether or not you should get out of your PJs and put on suits. I only do this for you guys. This was a change in the middle of the day. Or if maybe some of us just like being at home. I actually go to the office almost every day because I like my office. I like the people I work with. But I respect that there are people that feel differently. So this presentation, you kind of can't see it on that one. You can kind of see it on this one. I want to point out something before we get too much further in case it strikes you as weird. And in fact, it may strike you weird at the level that it's distracting. And if that happens, I apologize. About a year ago, I shifted the way I started doing PowerPoints. I had a very traditional mode of PowerPoints, and I have a friend who is a plaintiff's lawyer who did a very beautiful PowerPoint that was just classic art. It was nothing else. It was classic art. There are absolutely no words on it. And each slide meant something to him and was the prompt to speak, but there's actually no content in his PowerPoint except from art. That was a little too plaintiff's lawyer for me. Like, I was like, I don't know if I can go there. I need to put some words on the page. So I start playing around with ways to do it. Well, so I come up with this approach, and you'll see here, I'm going to come back to this in a second. That's what it looks like. And so if you use Designer inside of PowerPoint, it'll give you these options where you put the kind of the picture on one side and the words on the other. And I liked that. I was like, that's a good balance. But then it got to be a hassle because I had to go find all these images. And I'm a member of the IP Inn of Court. I'm the only employment law member of the IP Inn of Court here, Judge Akel's IP Inn of Court. And by the way, if any of them ask you, I've told every one of them, there are no other employment lawyers in Austin, Texas. They will ask me occasionally. I'm like, I am actually the only person practicing employment law in all of Austin, Texas. So if you run into an IP lawyer, please, do me a solid and tell them that. They got me so tweaked about IP issues that I started having to attribute every single asset that I put into a PowerPoint just in case some lunatic decided to claim this wasn't educational and what I was doing wasn't fair use. And I just was like, oh man, this is such a hassle. This is slowing me down. So I installed Stable Diffusion. If you're not familiar with what Stable Diffusion is, it's an online AI art program. You load it, runs on Python, you run it in the background, then it's got a web interface and you type terms into it. You could, in theory, produce images very similar to the ones you're going to see in this presentation by using those prompts. So every slide, that first bracket prompt is a different word off of the slide. I took something, dropped it into Stable Diffusion. The rest, if you know how Stable Diffusion or other programs like it work, that parenthetical, insanely detailed colon 1.5 means give this one 5 points of weight. If you don't do that, it only gets one point of weight. So it's just a different way to weight it.